regarding mitzvot tzichot kavanah. So the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Samech, Sif Dalet, brings us two opinions and goes with the opinion that mitzvot tzichot kavanah. Mitzvot tzichot kavanah means that when I read Shema in the morning, I have in mind I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemaim. I'm accepting upon myself the yoke of heaven. I'm not just reading this part of the Torah, I'm accepting that mitzvah. And when I reach the end of Shema, and I reach Leman Tizkiru, Ki Hashem Lokhem, Ani Hashem Lokhem, Sheotzeti Etchem Me'otz Mitzrayim, I have in mind I'm fulfilling the biblical mitzvah of Leman Tizkiru, Yom Tzitcha Me'otz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. The Torah says you have to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim every day and every night. So when I read the verse of I'm fulfilling that biblical mitzvah. So mitzvot tzichot kavanah means that when I'm performing the mitzvah, I have in mind. What happens if I'm tying tzitzit, and in the middle, my mind starts wandering? So here we have a few points to discuss. Let's say a person comes to tie his tzitzit, and he doesn't know mitzvot tzichot kavanah. So there we say, that's the chaya adam. We say, what were you doing there? Well, you're preparing strings for a decoration. Obviously, you're preparing tzitzit. So sometimes we say that the action proves the intent. But it's still ideal to say it. That's why by matzah we always say L'shem matzot mitzvah. But it's much better to say it than to go with the default. Obviously that's what I'm doing. There's also the concept that we go after the beginning. We say everything I'm going to do now is for the sake of this mitzvah. And that's also, that has weight. But it's better to remain focused on the mitzvah. We have examples where the mitzvah, where the kavanah is more intrinsic. So you mentioned there are things that the kavanah is the mitzvah. If I count the omer and I don't know what I'm saying, I'm not counting. You don't count if you don't understand the count. You can't say today is the second day and I don't know what second is. I don't know if second is first, second, or third just because I'm talking Hebrew, right? So there the kavanah is intrinsic. Mitzvot that like tefillah, the kavanah is intrinsic because the whole point of tefillah is I'm talking to Hashem. But that's a different type of kavanah. That's not the kavanah to fulfill the mitzvah, but rather the kavanah of what I'm doing. I understand what I'm saying. There's one more point of kavanah. There are a few mitzvot where the Torah tells us that we have to have kavanah. The Torah tells us by tefillin, leman tizkiru, the tefillin are here, ukshatam lo taidech vayu totfot bein enecha. Let's take out a sidur. It says over there, do these mitzvot leman, so that you remember that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, so that you remember that Hashem is the one that runs the world. And that's why, for example, by tefillin, when a person has tefillin on, he should have kavanah. This is part of what the Torah says. I'm putting on the tefillin to remember that Hashem runs the world, and Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and He controls everything, and therefore, I will be meshabed machshevotai v'tavotei la'asot ritzono. That's halacha, it's halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that kavanah. Sukkah. Right, the Hashem Yichud, he's right, correct. Well, so we paskin, it's not me'akev. We paskin that if you didn't have that kavanah, you're still yotzev. Let's say Sukkot. The Torah says, sit in the Sukkot, leman yedu dorotechem ki vasukot oshavti et bnei Yisrael, so that your generations will know that I placed the Jews in Sukkot. Will know, okay. So that means that part of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sukkah is that when I'm sitting there, I know, my children know, I'm sitting here because Hashem wants me as one of the future generations to know that when we left Mitzrayim, Hashem sat us in Sukkot, Ananei Kavod, or Sukkot, whichever way it goes. But that's part of the mitzvah. So we have a few mitzvot like that. There's Tfilin, Sukkah, Matzah, and I don't remember, the Bach quotes it. Where does he quote it? I don't remember. In Tfilin, I think the Bach in Ilchot Tfilin quotes three mitzvot. I don't remember, I think it's Tfilin, Sukkah, and Matzah. Where the Matzah, where the Torah tells us that these mitzvot, the kavanah is intrinsic. So that's a different type of kavanah though. When we say mitzvot tzichot kavanah, what we mean is, I have in mind, I'm doing this for the sake of the mitzvah. Now, this is relevant. If a parent asks a child to do something, if he has in mind, I'm doing this for the mitzvah of kibud avim, he did a mitzvah doraita. If he didn't, he did a nice act, but technically he didn't do the Torah's mitzvah. How lacking, I don't know how Hashem counts that, whether that's like nothing or something. Obviously it's a good thing to do, but the real fulfillment of the mitzvah is when I have in mind I'm doing what the Torah told me to do.